A shipbuilding company in Wisconsin will begin building a research vessel for the University of Alaska this spring. The contract to build the ice-capable AARV Sikuliak went to Marinette Marine Corporation. The boat is due to be delivered in 2013 and will be homeported in Seward. Along with its ice-breaking capabilities, the 254-foot boat will be equipped with state-of-the-art multi-beam sonar capable of detailed mapping of the ocean floor. In the last few years, mapping by the Coast Guard icebreaker Healy has vastly increased the U.S. potential claim to the seabed under the Arctic Ocean. University of New Hampshire cartographer Larry Mayer, who was the chief scientist on the Healy, says the gear on the Sikuliak will be even better than what he's used.
It'll be fantastic because particularly with the capabilities of this new vessel, we'll be able to see even higher resolution because the system that will be on the new AARV will be even higher resolution than what I showed. And it should really, I think, open up a whole new world of exploration around Alaska.
Mayer says the sonar technology itself has existed for some time, but scientists now have far better computer power for directing and interpreting it. Yesterday, he gave a presentation at the Marine Science Symposium in Anchorage. APRN's Steve Heimel was there.
Larry Mayer's enthusiasm is contagious. The climate may be warming, but that makes one of the coolest jobs in science even more cool. With the sea ice pulling back, Mayer gets to take his mapping gear out to the remotest parts of the Arctic Ocean.
I've been doing this for 30 years, and I love it every minute, particularly when I'm at sea. I really do. And particularly when we have these kind of mapping tools and these visualization tools, I mean, every day is exploration and discovery. It's really exciting.
When I first saw Mayer, he was running what looked like a video game on his laptop, but the landscape we were looking at was real. And so were the giant plumes rising up through it. It was actually imagery of the ocean floor taken off the coast of California this year with the newest multi-beam sonar technology on the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Okeanos Explorer. This is the same technology that will be aboard the University of Alaska's new boat. The plumes were discovered during a test of the equipment. Sonar so sensitive it can see fish or bubbles in the water column three-dimensionally.
In its initial test of the sonar system, they were basically just steaming into port, and the mid-water capability was turned on, and suddenly they saw a 1,400-meter-high gas plume. It's really phenomenal. And when they went back a few weeks later because they had to get into port. They went back to see if it was still there, and it was still there, and then continued to map and saw many more of them along a fault line. So it was really, really quite amazing.
Word is just getting out about these methane plumes over the Mendocino fracture zone. Most likely they're coming from fault line activity and not climate warming. Mayer was at the symposium to tell the story of how his scientific crew aboard the Healy realized over a period of years that they were looking at a whole different shape for the continental shelf in the Arctic than the undersea chart showed. The new mapping has probably doubled the amount of seabed floor the U.S. can claim under the Law of the Sea Treaty. Mayer's work began in 2004 when the ice was so thick that the Healy would have to ram it and then back up and ram it again to break through. The scientists were able to take their sonar readings during those brief moments before the vessel went into reverse. As far as they were able to make it, they kept seeing the continental shelf, where the chart said the seafloor should have dropped off. Then, in 2007, when the sea ice dropped back to a record level, they were able to continue and continue for hundreds of miles, and they finally found what is known in the treaty language as the foot of the slope, just 7 degrees from the North Pole itself. Territorially speaking, this shelf is shared with Russia, but the U.S. and Russia already have a treaty that draws the boundary between them. But, also territorially speaking, the U.S. Senate has never ratified the Law of the Sea Treaty, so technically the U.S. can't claim anything. Mayer said the scientists and even the diplomats continue to work together as if the Law of the Sea Treaty were ratified. Government agencies have an extended continental shelf task force, and his mapping data is being tabulated as part of a U.S. territorial claim under the terms of the treaty should it ever be ratified.
I tend to be positive about it because what everybody is doing, every nation is truly following the rule of law, which says you go out and you map, and that's how you build up your criteria for an extended continental shelf. And every country is doing that. So I think it's so far a very positive demonstration of people using the rule of law to further their internal goals.
The revelations from the Healy's cruise of 2007 are likely to keep coming, says Mayer. Geologists are busy analyzing rocks from far out in the Chukchi Sea that show the features of continental origin. At the Marine Science Symposium in Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.